And now on Nights with Steve Price, Dental Health with Dr. Larry Benj. Thanks to the Malo Clinic, the original home and inventor of the All-On-4 dental implant system.
What a star she was, and what a star Dr. Larry Benj is. Evening.
How are you, Steve?
Good, thanks. You're off to Madrid. Big developments in the All-On-4, I'm told.
Yes, Professor Malo was here last week. He missed you.
Went to Melbourne University, I understand.
Yes, you went well, and he went to Melbourne University, and there's a whole new range of implants coming out for difficult cases where the bone is difficult. So there's the big launch of it, and it's going to be in Madrid for 3 days, and then we're going off to Lisbon for some training on some of these new implants for 3 days. So
tough work. I guess someone's got to do it.
Yeah, someone does have to do it. But it's pretty exciting, really, because, you know, where the population's getting older, some of the bone is getting softer, less bone. We really have some fantastic solutions now to make it much easier than previously before. So I'm very excited by it.
I guess it comes down to the material you use, does it?
Well, the implants particularly, the design of the implants has changed where, you know, do we implant most systems that aren't the Malo one finish at about 16 millimetres in length. We've got 18, 20, 22, 25, but equally at the other end, we've got them that are shorter. So if you've got areas where you've got to get close to nerves and those sorts of things, we've got short implants, narrow implants. So we have a whole range now for every situation, which is really the first time we've had this complete set. So it's quite exciting.
How quickly will that all be available? Is it ready now to go?
It's ready to go. In fact, I have all those implants sitting in my drawer, but this is actually because it's Malo Clinic. They don't just come out. They always have a lot of testing before. So, you know, got to have science behind it. But this is actually the world official launch. So, we have those available in Australia as we speak, which is very good.
We'll talk to you from Madrid next week. I bet the Adelaide midfielder Lachlan Murphy is regretting not putting his mouth guard in last Friday night.
Yes, I saw that. What a disaster, isn't it? So,
for someone who didn't see it, he collected an elbow and had 3 teeth knocked out.
Yeah, exactly. I know. So, you know, it's a good message to everybody else, you know. So, but those guys should be the guys who are actually leading the pack, isn't it, really?
You reckon the coaches, I know they shouldn't have to do it, you reckon they'd check everybody's mouth guard before they went out, to be honest. You have a great trip to Madrid. Look forward to hearing more about the new developments and Professor Malo and all of that training you do in the next few weeks. We'll talk to you from over there.
No problem. Thanks, Steve.
That's Dr. Larry Benj from the Malo Clinic. He'll be back with us at the same time next week.